According to the Weather Channel, the next couple of days, Erica will be moving into an environment with some vertical wind shear and some dry air, both general inhibitors for tropical cyclone intensification. Erica may face a lower magnitude of wind shear and drier air than did the previous Hurricane Danny, but these negative factors, plus a potential future track over land in the Caribbean, complicate both the intensity and track forecast. Nonetheless, Florida citrus and vegetable growers should keep an eye on Erica this weekend, as it is expected to remain a tropical storm and then very slowly gather strength over the next few days as it moves quickly to the west.